Hackett Hill Trail, Crum Elbow Creek. There are two chapters in the history of this rugged landscape. The first begins where it always does, with nature. Geologist Russell Urban Mead tells the story of how this rugged landscape came to be.
Well, a lot of people think that glaciers formed Hyde Park, and they didn't. They were what I like to think of as the sandpaper. They came in after the interesting geologic activity was long done. The Hudson Valley geology is a function of plate tectonic activity between 450 and 250 million years ago. The tectonic activity compressed a lot of our rock formations, compressed them up into their strange angles today, which is why you see rock outcrops that look like they're beds that are going straight up to the sky. And the glaciers ground up the easy stuff and sanded things off, but did not carve the Hudson Valley in any sense of the word. A lot of these streams follow the ridges and the troughs that were created by that compression of the tectonic activity. Glaciers advanced through the Hudson Valley more than one time. And the most recent glacial advance melted off about 15, 16,000 years ago. Mastodons were alive through the period when we had glaciation in the Hudson Valley. And so today, every once in a while, we find semi-intact dead mastodons in ponds. And it's very exciting, and it indicates that the past was teeming with life just as it is today.
The second chapter of our landscape story begins as the first settlers arrived. Here is Carney Reinvolt, Hyde Park town historian, to continue the story.
Well, Hyde Park was settled by Jacobus Stoutenburg. His son-in-law, Richard D. Cotillion, started the first Hyde Park business at Stoutenburg Landing. Cotillion had a shipping dock approximately where our train station is now. Local farmers would ship their products, hay, barley, oats, corn, milk, cheese, butter, apples, cider, down to New York City using the river docks. Some of the businesses at the waterfront, it was a very vibrant area. Shipping, milling, distilling, wholesale and retail, mercantile, lumbering, tanning, shipbuilding, cooperage, and hotel enterprises right at the waterfront.
Crum Elbow Creek and its streams provided water power that made millworks vital to Hyde Park commerce. Hyde Park native John Golden shares his personal recollections of the mills that grew up along with the community.
Most of the commerce was developed along the Crum Elbow Creek with the mills. That was the beginning of the settlement of Hyde Park. You can see remnants if you hiked up the creek. In different spots, there's an old mill wheel or some old remnants. Oh, the Cudner Mill was a sawmill. The Dickinson's was a grain mill, and up at Trout's Mill, they ground grain, too. The Carter's was an edge tool mill, grinding steel. East of the village were all farms in those days, and they grew grain and brought it into the local mills along the creek to grind the grain. Each of the mills had a wagon road giving access to the mills.
Today, there's a new chapter being written to continue the history of Crum Elbow Creek. It's a story of conservation and caretaking, told by a community dedicated to the preservation of the rich, natural, and cultural histories of Crum Elbow Creek, who respect the past as the foundation for the future.